Here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 13th of March, 2011. It's the birthday of Janet Flanner, born Indianapolis, 1892. Went to the University of Chicago. She was kicked out for being a rebellious influence. Went back to Indianapolis, worked for the Indianapolis Star. She was a film critic there. Moved to Pennsylvania, worked for a girls' reformatory. Then in 1922, went over to Paris, where she began writing long letters to her friends in America, including Jane Grant, with whom Janet Flanner had helped to found the Lucy Stone League, which was an organization fighting to allow women to keep and to use legally their maiden name after marriage. Jane Grant was the wife of Harold Ross, who was starting a new magazine in New York, and she asked if Janet Flanner would write a regular letter from Paris for the magazine. The first one appeared in The New Yorker in September of 1925, and she continued writing it for 50 years. It's the birthday of the science fiction writer L. Ron Hubbard, born in Tilden, Nebraska, 1911. In 1950, he wrote Dianetics, the modern science of mental health, which formed the basis of the Church of Scientology. In the book, he says that humans have engrams, recordings of painful events in the past, stored in their subconscious, which are the basis of physical and emotional problems. In order to be cleared of them, a person takes part in an auditing session in which a counselor uses an electropsychometer, or E-meter, to measure the mental state of a person, locating areas of spiritual distress. And it was on this day in 1881, Henrik Ibsen's play Ghosts opened on the London stage, in which he wrote, "I almost think we're all of us ghosts, all sorts of dead ideas and lifeless old beliefs with no vitality that cling to us all the same, and we can't get rid of them." Here's a poem for today by Dorian Laux entitled The Beatles. I never really understood why the Beatles broke up. The whole Yoko Ono thing seems an excuse for something deeper. Sure, she was an irritation with her helium screech, her skimpy leatherette skirts, those tinted ovoid glasses eclipsing half her face. But come on. Hey Jude was putting caviar on the table, not to mention those glittering lines of cocaine. Beatle music was paying for moats dug out with a fleet of backhoes circling the stadium-sized perimeters of four manicured estates. Why don't we do it in the road? Was backing up traffic around the amphitheaters of the industrial world. Yoko's avant-garde art projects and op art outfits were nothing against the shiploads of lucre. I'm fixing a hole and here comes the sun we're bringing in. So why did they do it? They had wives, kids, ex-wives, mortgages, thoroughbreds, and waistcoated butlers, life young assistants, power lunching with publicists in Paris, Rome, and they must have loved one another almost as much as John loved Yoko. Brothers from the ghetto, their shaggy heads touching above the grand piano, their voices straining toward perfect harmony. Maybe they arrived at a place where nothing seemed real, a field bigger than love or greed or jealousy, an open space where nothing is enough. The Beatles, a poem by Dorian Laux from The Book of Men, published by W.W. Norton & Company and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.